I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Well, as we've talked about so often, big stakes in the election this year, just like there were in 2020, because you knew ultimately what Joe Biden would try to do, right? Because when your political opponents tell you what they're going to do, you have to listen. Hold on, Carl, is my computer up over here? Let's try this.
Hell yes. We're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
Yeah, that was Beto O'Rourke. Remember that, right? Well, Joe Biden's been all in on the assault weapons ban from the beginning, and they've also long pushed for a registration, right? And they're not registering the weapons, they're registering you. So with all of this in mind, Missouri legislators got together and they pushed through the Second Amendment Preservation Act, saying that we will not allow that to happen in the state of Missouri. So in other words, if the feds come in with the intent of seizing your weapons, local police in Missouri will not cooperate with that. They will not participate in it. That's what SAPA says. The left hated it. Some police chiefs hated it because a lot of their officers went and worked dually with federal agencies, and they couldn't do that anymore. So it got challenged in court, and some judge just threw it out. A federal appeals judge has overturned that Missouri law known as the Second Amendment Preservation Act. We got Aiden Johnson with us this morning. He is, of course, with Gun Owners of America. And Aiden, good to have you back. How are you?
It's great to be here. I'm doing very well, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't know if Gun Owners has played any role in defending this law or not, but what do you know about the decision to overturn it?
Well, so Gun Owners of America is a huge supporter of Missouri's Second Amendment sanctuary law. There are dozens of states that have passed these kinds of laws, but Missouri is in the top three with what we call a gold standard because of how good this law is. And the Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, who's been defending this law in court, is also a good friend of Gun Owners of America. He just spoke at our first annual convention in Knoxville last week. What is really unfortunate is this three-judge panel ruling from just last night where they struck down this Second Amendment preservation law, saying, oh, it violates the supremacy clause of the Constitution, while totally ignoring the fact that the Second Amendment says it shall not be infringed. That's all this law was trying to do, was to protect the Second Amendment for infringement. That's what gun registration is. That's what gun confiscation is. And that's what was made illegal by this law. But no, these federal judges who hate your Second Amendment and who hate guns, they just want to let the police take them away from you. And that's what they upheld.
Well, even the way the stories are written, describing it doesn't describe it properly. The way I read SAPA, the intent of this was all along that if you get a tyrant in office like a Joe Biden or a Kamala Harris who decides they're going to take away, strip you of your rights and come in and take your weapons, they're going to send the FBI in to take your weapons, that local police in Missouri will not participate in that. That's what I read from SAPA.
Right. If you read SAPA, there are a lot of common sense prohibitions on lots of unconstitutional federal gun controls, some of which exist, some of which don't exist, and some of which the federal government would really like to use to infringe on your Second Amendment. And all this law did was say local law enforcement is not going to enforce that. And if they do, they're going to be punishable. You're going to be able to sue them and get $50,000 for every time they do that. And the federal government hated that because they want to do stuff like register your firearms. Kamala Harris wants to ban your commonly owned home defense rifle if you have an AR-15. So they were upset. That's why they went to court. They said they were harmed by the passage of the law. The law says no gun registration, and the federal government says, oh, we've been harmed. That's why we are standing in court. I mean, you got to think about it. What do they really want? They want gun registration.
Yeah. No, I get that. I really do. You know, I noticed that the I went to the gunowners.org page this morning, and right at the very top is a story about the ATF trying to register people or force a registry, and that they're using that assassination attempt on President Trump to try to justify putting your name on there. What's that all about?
Absolutely. So Gunners of America has done some research. We've done some Freedom of Information Act requests, and also our allies in Congress have written some letters and uncovered that the ATF has over 920 million records, 820 million of which are in a digital searchable registry. So we're talking about the ATF's office in West Virginia, their headquarters in Martinsburg, West Virginia, keeps the firearm transaction records, the forms 4473 that you fill out when you buy a gun commercially. That background check form gets kept permanently, and then the ATF scans it into a digital searchable database. Now, federally, registries are illegal. That's against federal law. But they keep them, and they have them in a digital database, and they just say, oh, it's not a registry. So when the federal government in this SAPA case says, we've been harmed because we're not allowed to do gun registration in Missouri anymore, well, they have a gun registry in violation of federal law. That's what the whole SAPA was about.
Well, I think it was laughable, you know, with Illinois sitting there trying to tell people they have to register their guns by what? I think it was January 1st of this year, how few people actually did it. And then you have Kamala Harris. She's not really said any of her policies, but, you know, she had supported the buyback program. I'm like, what a joke. I mean, seriously, who's going to do that?
No, absolutely. I mean, the Americans do not comply with these kinds of unconstitutional gun laws. I remember New Jersey passed a magazine capacity restriction. They went from 15 rounds to 10 rounds, and three magazines got turned in. That was it. And when the bump stock ban went into effect, there were 500,000 that were out there, and there were a grand total of 543 that got turned in. And you know what? The ATF has to give those back to people now that we won at the Supreme Court. So these gun bans don't work. They don't do anything at all. Americans don't comply. And yet here we are with the federal government, the Biden-Harris administration, these judges in a federal court saying, no, SAPAs are unconstitutional because of the Supremacy Clause, forgetting about the Second Amendment.
Well, this is why it's so key that Kamala Harris gets asked some serious questions. I know most of the people listening to this segment and this show understand this already, but she has called repeatedly for the buyback program that Kim mentioned. Guess what? You can't buy something back from me that you didn't sell me in the first place. That's called confiscation. And she's also repeatedly supported Joe Biden's calls for an assault weapons ban. Their words, not mine.
It sure would be nice if someone were able to ask her this kind of question. I think today is day 37 of her being the vice president or the Democratic nominee for president and not having had a press conference or answered questions. But you're absolutely right. She supports every gun control that you can imagine. When she was Attorney General of California, it was her job to lock you up for possessing a so-called assault weapon. She bragged about in an interview, she said, I've taken over 10,000 guns from people who weren't supposed to have them. You're not talking about criminals. You're talking about getting violent people off the streets. You're talking about gun owners who have an AR-15 and they're not supposed to, or they didn't their handgun and get their concealed carry permit in California.
Wow.
Or they used a red flag gun confiscation law and took their firearms without due process. So if you can name a gun control, California has it. Kamala Harris enforced it, and she wants it nationwide.
Well, Aiden Johnson, we always appreciate your good information, and keep up the good work. You should, if nothing else, I would direct people to gunowners.org to go there and sign up for the alerts so that they can keep you up to date on what's going on around the country. Aiden, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Always good to get him on here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.